At Narrabri, Peter Gett is confident he'll be able to make it through the winter with the feed and grain he's got on hand. He's been sowing some wheat, but is waiting for rain before planting a full crop.
At the moment we're planting a bit of wheat. It's moisture's not the best, but we're chasing moisture down. We intend to plant probably half our wheat acreage, and we'll wait then for further rain to carry on the rest of the process.
How did you go through the very long, dry, hot summer?
Very hard. Really knocked our stock around. We ran out of feed. We've been feeding pretty well for the best part of 4 or 5 months. We do make a lot of hay, and we still have hay to get through the winter, luckily. We do a lot of contract work. We've also purchased some back just to make sure we can get through the winter.
So you're confident of getting through the winter?
I'm confident of keeping livestock alive. We're going to down get rid of weaners. But yeah, we're pretty confident we can get through the winter with the feed and grain we've got on hand. My biggest concern is the El Nino event they're talking about. And I know last year they forecasted a good spring, but it didn't eventuate. So I'm hoping the forecast El Nino is the opposite, a bit of negative thinking there. But I hope that it goes away, yeah.
Let's hope they got it wrong. So how much country have you put to barley and how much wheat?
Varies every year. We up and down our acreages every year, and this year we've cut back, but we've probably got about 100 hectares barley, probably 400 hectares of wheat, probably 180 hectares of faba beans, and another 300 hectares of oats.
How would you have changed things, you know, if it does get wet in the next couple of weeks?
I won't change anything at all. At this stage, we always go straight ahead. We make up a plan and go with it, and you hope everything goes right, and that in the long run, your plan goes ahead the way you want it to. But if it does turn dry, we'll make decisions when we get there.
It's not only livestock that's affected by drought. Craig Klingner from Glen Innes has 1,500 beehives and says the drought was disastrous for bee populations and honey production. He says the March rain helped, but it may have come too late. He's moving his hives to Queensland's Channel Country for the winter in the hope they can recover.
We employ a couple of people. We travel up to sort of 1,200, 1,300 kilometres radius. We go to the almond pollination down at Hilston. We go out to the Channel Country out at Thargaminda where we produce honey through winter. And, yeah, we run our own operation just around town through the summer months. This year has been an absolute disaster as far as the bee population. Honey production would be down, I'm estimating, at least 50% in our operation. Probably the worst year we've had in probably 15 years. So, yeah, the 4 or 5 dry month spells was just, yeah, shocking.
How are you now? There's been some rain since.
Yeah, the rain certainly helped. It's debatable whether it's come too late or not. Some of the trees are starting to put bud on now, but springtime is still looking pretty tough, unfortunately.
What trees do you rely on?
Around Glen Innes, yellow box, stringy bark. We work a lot in this country around Narrabri down the Pilliga Scrub, which is a mecca for bees. In the Pilliga Scrub there can be mugger ironbark, narrowleaf ironbark, bloodwood, lots of different varieties.
So when you go through a drought process and you lose bees, how do you get them back? You allow them to breed? Do you have to buy more? How do you repopulate?
If the hive dies completely out, it's a very long, drawn-out process. It can take 12 to 18 months to get your numbers back up again. So you try and keep your bees in as good a shape as you can. This year particularly, we had to feed sugar syrup to keep the bees going through that dry spell. So it is a very tough period. It's a tough experience to go through, but you just got to do it to keep your bees in as best condition as you can.
So now in mid-May, how are your bees looking?
Look, at the moment, unfortunately, they're down. Some of our bees that are sitting on stringy bark at the moment are in reasonable condition, but other bees that we've shifted to stringy bark, which were sitting on coastal flows, bloodwood and white mahogany, are very poor. So it's going to be a pretty tough winter for them, but hopefully if we get them in the right nick in the next few weeks, shift them out to the Channel Country, and yeah, they'll make it through and then build them back up in spring.
Glen Innes beekeeper Craig Klingner. Ed Wall has a sheep and grazing operation at Boggabri, running 1,500 merinos and 200 Hereford cows. During the drought, he was hand-feeding his cattle while the sheep fended for themselves. He reckons the sheep managed okay on their own, but the cattle were the ones that suffered.
We run about 1,500 merino sheep and about 200 Hereford cows.
And when did the rains come for you that changed everything?
March. Up until then, it was very ordinary.
Describe ordinary.
We were battling pretty well, feeding cattle. The sheep were having to fend for themselves. Yeah, the outlook wasn't very good. We were looking like having to destock.
What condition were those sheep in when they were fending for themselves?
They weren't doing too badly, the sheep. The cattle were suffering a bit.
And when the rains came, what changed? And how quickly?
It actually changed pretty rapidly here. We were able to stop feeding the cattle, but probably took a couple of weeks for it to grow enough to do that.
So is it all plain sailing now? Is it over?
No, I don't think it's over yet. We've still got a bit of a way to go. We haven't got any bulk of dry feed that we'd normally have coming out of summer. All we've got is fresh green growth, and coming into winter, we haven't had frosts here yet, but I'm getting close, that'll towel everything up there. So no, it's not over yet.
So how will you get through winter? That frost isn't too far away, feeling by this morning.
We've planted a bit of oats, country to oats, and we'll plant some to barley, and hopefully that'll give us enough winter feed to get through.
And you're planting into good soil moisture?
The first lot we planted was into good soil moisture. By the time I got to the second lot, it was a bit marginal, and we're still waiting for another fall of rain to plant the barley.
It'll come, won't it?
Oh, well, I'm hoping it will. Otherwise, we might be very quickly back to where we were.
Still in Boggabri, where Andrew Watson has an irrigated grain and cotton farm, he anticipates the production will be down next season.
We're an irrigated farm and we draw water from two sources. One's from the Namoi River, which the water is normally held up in Keeper Dam, and two is underground water or bore water. We probably have about half and half split on our licences.
We've just come out of a very hot, long, dry season. Is it too early to look ahead to next season?
No, not as a cotton grower. You're continuously adding up how much water you've got for the next year. On this farm, it basically cuts the drought leading forward. We'll cut our irrigated wheat program to only one field, and it will reduce our cotton area by 20% next year at this stage.
Will anything change that?
We're hoping rainfall in the catchment of Keeper Dam would just be perfect if you can arrange that.